Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. Tell you what an exciting time in Legal Shield's history. I know so many of our team just got back from an incredible B2B conference. We'll be hearing from some of those later, and I'm really, really looking forward to hearing and learning from our guest speaker tonight. So to get things kicked off, let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But the most important thing is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, Jeremy, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
I know Stephanie just got back from the B2B conference. Is she going to say a few words about that, Jeremy?
I believe, whenever you guys want her to.
Okay, just go ahead. If we'll just go ahead and kick it off, we're going to talk to first, I guess we'll just go to Mr. David Peterman in Stillwater, Oklahoma, one of our Millionaire Club members on the team. David, I know you just got back from Orlando. How did it go?
Yes, sir. Excited. That was actually one of the best conferences, B2B type thing. Well, it was the second one we had, but it was phenomenal. I mean, the information that was presented, the new presentations, the tools, the affirmations, it gave me a much better understanding of the 15 affirmations, and a couple that I just thought were incredible was the conveying confidence in the company and being one with the product, number four, number six. Those are things that are just essential in helping to build the belief system and that, but everything included, every session was phenomenal. It's nice to get to see old friends and make new friends and get the information. There were a number of things there that I took. We had a notebook. I filled the entire little notebook up with notes. I couldn't write fast enough and take pictures. But it was absolutely phenomenal conference. Very, very good.
Hi, David, I appreciate those comments. So let's go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and to another Millionaire Club member, Miss Stephanie Moore. Stephanie, I know you were out in Orlando. What are your thoughts about the B2B conference?
I really enjoyed it. I definitely, I know it was a B2B conference, but I truly believe anyone, even on the networking side, could have learned a bunch of stuff at this B2B event. They rolled out a bunch of new materials. They had some great training, and anytime you have Jeff Bell, James Russo, Darnell Sell, all of them in the same room, it's pretty powerful stuff. So I also walked away with a notebook full of notes. We had a opportunity for some of the leaders to get together and work on some things that we're going to be introducing periodically for the Oklahoma field. And that was great to get to meet with the Moore team. We had David Peterman in that, Harold Pinson in that. And so we learned a bunch of stuff, got to work closely together and be looking for some of the new rollouts. I will say, if you don't have the Legal Shield Events app downloaded, you need to get that. They have a bunch of the materials from the event on there. They have a new members perk that you can pull up on there. They have presentations, the videos on there. They have a bunch of new materials, and you can use that for both B2B and networking sites. So I highly recommend you get on there and look that stuff up. It was a great event. You're going to have a bunch of materials coming out that you definitely need to view.
Well, Stephanie, we appreciate that, and I've had rave reviews all day long from different members of the team that actually attended the event saying what a great time it was and what great training it was. So anytime we have one of these big events, we want to encourage all of our team to attend those, because that's how you can see the bigger picture and, of course, get updated on all the new things. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director and a $500,000 ring earner, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Right here, Randy, and it's going to be my honor and privilege to introduce this next speaker. A lot of accolades to go to this gentleman, but what I like best about him, he's a family man, he's a Christian, he's a $250,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum two jacket earner, performance club, power 20, and a true leader and a friend, Mr. Russell Peden.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate the time to get on. Anytime I get an invitation from Ken Moore, drop him the call, it's always an honor and a privilege. So I'm excited to be on tonight. So excited to hear all the folks chiming in, so many familiar voices like Linda Bowden and Alice Gardner and others. Of course, Jeremy and Stephanie, like we all grew up together in this business, you know, so it's just fun to get a chance to chat with y'all. So I got a little bit of time to share with you guys tonight, and I thought I'd share with you just kind of what I'm feeling. You know, some of you recently you've heard about our story, and some of you we've had a new chapter in our story here in the last year and a half, 2 years. But for those of you on the call who don't know our story, again, my name is Russell Peden. My wife, Carol, and I, we've been involved in the legal shield since January 1993. At the time, we were just a couple of young college students. In fact, I use the term college student loosely when it comes to me. My wife, she's a super college student, smartest person I know. I was not so great. In fact, after 3 years in college, I had a cumulative grade point average of 0.0. So I wasn't on the fast track of success when it came to education. But my wife said she was the smartest person I knew. You know, we didn't finish school thanks to Legal Shield, but if we had, my wife would have probably graduated magna cum laude or whatever they call it. I would have graduated, thank the Lord. But thanks to Legal Shield, we didn't have to worry about graduating anything because we went to Legal Shield University or PPLU, whatever you want to call it. Got involved in 1993, and quite honestly, because of some folks on this call like Linda Bowden and others who just took us by the hand in the early days, grabbed us by the shoulders and said, look, you can do this. You can have success. Just follow this proven success that's already been laid out, and you can have it. So we owe a lot of our success, a great deal of our success, to, of course, Linda Bowden and others, Fran Alexander, Woody Alexander, of course, our mentors in the business, who literally taught us everything that we know about how to go about building a successful legal shield business. And they were just an easy couple to model. They didn't talk a whole lot. They just said, you know, we can do it, you can do it. If you'll follow us, you can have success. And that's what we did. So, guys, we got it started in January 1993, started part-time for about 5 or 6 months. I was just talking to everybody I knew and came in contact with. Anybody who would listen to me, I just said, hey, I ran across something I think you might need. And started making a few $100 extra a month, decided to quit my job in May of that year after coming back from the most phenomenal event that I thought I'd ever been to in my life. Of course, I was only 22 years old. And that was our 1993 Prepaid Legal, now Legal Shield's National Sales Conference. Now, I remember because it was at the Waterford Hotel in Oklahoma City. Only about 250 people were there, maybe 230 people or something like that. At that time, California was represented by a table. We had our own table of associates that came in from California. So that gives you an idea how long ago it was, guys. You know, our last event here in Vegas was, 10 or 12,000 people. My first event had 230, maybe 250 people tops. But I tell you what I do remember about that event is getting a chance to meet Mr. Stonecipher in person and also meeting Ken and Shirlene Moore. You know, I don't know Ken, but I don't know, maybe Fran or Woody or someone introduced us to him. And from that day forward, Ken Moore never forgot my name. Maybe never forgot my face, I should say, because every time I saw him after that, at the next event, the next year, the next event, the next year, and any time we got a chance to see him and he'd see us, he'd stop and say, hey, Russell, Carol, how y'all doing? And he'd give us a handshake or give us a hug. And that's why we're good friends today, and that's why I love he and his wife and Ken and Randy and Stephanie, the whole family, because we're all one big happy family because we've all been around this thing for a long time. So anyway, guys, back to my story. So we got started. We went part-time for about 6 months, decided to go full-time in May of that year after coming back from that convention on April 24th of 1993. Went full-time in May of 1993 and been full-time ever since. That first year, give you guys a little bit of insight here. Our first year, we made $7,700 in our Legal Shield business. Not a whole lot of money, but for a couple of college students, that's pretty good money because we weren't making much more than that when I was working at that insurance agency part-time and not going to class. The next year, our income doubled to $15,000. The next year, it doubled to $30,000. And our fourth year in Legal Shield, our income tripled to $100,000. And the next year, it almost tripled again. And, guys, that was 1997. And as I like to say, it hadn't been really that bad since. I mean, we've had a great income. We built a fantastic business, grew a really big team, and just helped a lot of people helped dozens of people become six-figure income earners. We have a handful of millionaire club members on the team, and literally hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds of them, that you know either walked away from their jobs, replaced their jobs, brought their spouses home, are now stay-at-home parents to their kids, and all the stories that you hear. I mean, all throughout our team, not because Carol and I are just fantastic people. No, because this phenomenal company that you're a part of, that allowed a guy like me with a 0.0 GPA, no real skills, no real education, to come in and just follow a simple system that was laid out by somebody who was already getting the results that we wanted. And that's what I learned even when I was in high school. You got to copy somebody who's better than you. You know, even that's how I got through high school, copying people who are better than me in the class. And so in this business, you just copy people who are better than you. You've got great examples here. You got this incredible lineage of Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jerry and Stephanie Moore, and other folks that you hear on the call, ring earners and millionaire club members. You just got to follow the people who are getting the results that you want and do what they did. And that's exactly what we did for the next 10 years or so as we continue to work our business. It now makes 23 years of Legal Shield. It's hard to believe. I'd like to say, Jerry, we grew up in this business. This is all I know how to do. I don't know how to do anything else. So I love Legal Shield. I'm Legal Shield for life. So, but kind of fast forward a little bit on our story. You know, 2 years ago, you know, one thing Woody used to always say, if those of you that knew Woody ever heard him speak, he'd say, you know, what would you do if the unthinkable happened to you? And he said, that's why you want to get after your Legal Shield business. You want to get after it now. You want to have a sense of urgency about it because you just never know when life's going to throw you a curveball. In August of 2013, the unthinkable happened to us. I was diagnosed with a very aggressive, fast-growing blood cancer called large B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, very, as I said, fast-growing and aggressive blood cancer. Kind of kicked my butt for a while, and I didn't really know what to expect when I first was diagnosed. All I knew is my mind started going crazy. My imagination started playing tricks on me. I started having, you know, dreams and visions of, you know, dying and what will I do, what my kids do, how am I going to provide for my wife and kids. And then one day I was up just, I hated thinking that way. I didn't like having bad thoughts. You know, I always been a positive guy. So this whole idea, you know, all I could think about was, you know, am I going to die from this? You know, how am I going to work? You know, am I going to continue to do my business? How am I going to provide for Carol and the kids and all this stuff? And so one night I just sat up and just prayed. You know, the Lord says, you take all your problems to him, leave them at the foot of the cross. So one night I just decided to pray, got down on my knees and said, look, Lord, I don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't like this feeling. I don't like these thoughts that are going through my head. I'm just going to leave all this at your feet. That's what you said to do. So, Lord, I'm turning it all over to you because I don't want this to be about me. I want it to be about you. So whatever happens going forward, I'm going to just believe and trust that it's all you guide me through the process. And I got to tell you guys, from that point on, I just knew I was going to get healed. I just knew I was going to get better. I didn't know how. I didn't know where. I didn't know why. But I just knew because I turned it over to him and trusted in him, I was going to get healed. I never had another negative thought about the outcome of my cancer after that. But the other thing that kind of slapped me upside the head after I finished that prayer, maybe it was God slapping me upside the head going, look, I gave the opportunity 20 years ago, and there's your plan B right there. So the other thing that I'd like to share with people is that I didn't have to worry. And I know a lot of you on this call may have had challenges before.
Oh, crap.
And we just didn't have to worry about it. You know, that was a great thing. Because we decided to build a Legal Shield business so many years ago, and because we decided to get in and follow someone who's getting the results we want and just work our tails off, just like they said, we had the success that I told you about. We have a great team and all that good stuff. But what we really had was that team in place so that when I did get sick, I didn't have to worry about continuing to work. I didn't have to worry about how our income was going to continue to come in because we had a team in place. And wouldn't you know it, right, the month after I was diagnosed with cancer, we paid our debt balance. And we went as earned. The month, it was just funny how it all worked out, just that we weren't even planning on it, but it just happened that we ended up paying our debt balance off that very next month. So not only do we have our team income that was coming in from the team that we had built, which allowed us to maintain our lifestyle and not have to worry about much, but then our residuals kicked in. And guys, I got to tell you, that's the best thing ever. So I guess my main point is that, you know, Legal Shield was there for us, just like we promised so many people that it would be. If they'll just get out there and build it, they can know that they're making a great income today, part-time or full-time, but they're also building something that will pay them for life. and it'll be there when you need it, like it was there for us when we needed it. Not only was it there to maintain our lifestyle, but, you know, ultimately I ended up going to the same place that Brooks Werkheiser went to in order to get my treatment. And the doctor's down there, it's a place down in Mexico, if you guys haven't heard about it. Went down, and the one thing about this treatment is that it worked. I mean, obviously it worked for Brooks. He's been cancer-free for 3 years. And the best part about it is it worked for me, too, because as of July 15th this year, went back and met with my doctor. He ran all the tests again. They couldn't find any cancer in my body. Said he couldn't even find a cancer cell anywhere in my blood, Ken. So I'm cancer-free now. That's what I'm telling everybody. That I'm just claiming that. That's what my doctor said. That's my blood results show. So, but, you know, it wasn't cheap. As Brooks has mentioned on a couple of conference calls, leadership calls, it's not a cheap deal. You know, they don't take insurance down at this clinic in Mexico. It's all cash or credit card. I'm going to pay for it. But again, thanks to Legal Shield, this treatment that ended up costing me north of, well, I was there, it was $1,000 a day, and I was there for 49 days. So that's easy math right there. Plus the follow-up visit. So it's probably close to around $100,000. But again, thanks to Legal Shield, not only was I able to have the money thanks to Legal Shield, but I was able to take the time. Who in the world could take 7 weeks off from their job and not have to worry about the income and how they're going to pay their bills and support their family and have the money to pay for the treatment? So Legal Shield was there for us and provided for us. So if I don't leave you guys with anything tonight, I just want to leave you with that same sense of urgency that Woody Alexander left us all with in that last piece that he made at that convention in Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in 1999, is that you want to get after your business today, guys, if for no other reason, just to be sure that you've got a plan in place, because you never know when the unthinkable is going to happen to you. So that's kind of our story, where we were, where we are, what's happened to us in the last couple of years. Guys, but I'm looking forward to the future. We had kicked cancer's butt, so I'm ready to take it to the next level. So the next level for us, it's just flat getting after it. We set a goal coming out of Las Vegas to get back platinum qualified by October 31st. Looks like we might even be able to do it this month. We've got some team members who are just super excited. Got a brand new team out in Hawaii. Carol and I, Jeremy, you like this. Carol and I, we had to go to Hawaii to work with our new team and help get going. So it was a tough job, but somebody had to do it. So we spent 9 days this month, the first 9 days of September in Hawaii, and it's just on fire, meaning our team's out there, they're excited, they're fired up. But it was super hot. It was like the hottest week in history in Hawaii, the week that we have to be there. Mr. Fedora says it's because of all the excitement that we brought to the area. But anyway, so just back to work, spent 9 days really just working with our team there, a whole brand new team that I hadn't had a chance to meet yet, got them excited. I told them that, look, I'm going to come. This is not a vacation. We're coming to help this new couple that we got there, Vincent and Jenny Sayud, go executive director. And I said, you guys got to keep us busy while we're down. I said, I want to be doing meetings, sit downs, PBRs, whatever I can do. And I got to tell you guys, they kept us busy. And it's just been so exciting these last 9 days. Just got back a couple of days ago. It's just nice to be back in the game again after, you know, not working for 2 years because of the whole cancer situation. Just back in the thick of it, doing sit down after sit down, PBR after PBR, game plan after game plan. So it was just fun those 9 days in Hawaii, even though it was burning hot and humid. It was just exciting to be running from appointment to appointment to appointment. We didn't go to bed before midnight, not one night that we were there. And that wasn't because of the time change. That was because of all the activity that we had going on as a team. So got that. Got another couple here locally here in Virginia that have committed to going to executive director this month. So we're going to pour them the same amount of gasoline that we poured into our team in Hawaii. And so our Hawaii team qualifies this month, and this new couple qualifies here in Virginia. We should knock platinum down no problem by the end of this month. So we're just excited about all the new things that are going on. Heard about the B2B conference on the leadership show today. Feel like I missed out. I haven't missed an event ever, even through all the cancer stuff. Just try not to miss an event ever. But with all the excitement that everyone's talking about B2B conference, feel like I really missed out on some good stuff there. Appreciate Stephanie reminding everybody to pull down the Legal Shield events app. I'll be sure to do that and get some of the tidbits and nuggets that were delivered at that event. So just exciting back in the game, looking forward to going platinum, looking forward to helping people on our team take their business to the next level. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for us in the next 4 or 5 years as we head into Vision 2020 with Legal Shield. So Ken, Randy, Jeremy, everybody, I'm excited to be on the call. Love anytime I have a chance to chat with you guys and share what's going on with us and our excitement and enthusiasm. Just want to let everybody know on the call, that you're at the right place at the right time. You just got to make that decision. And, of course, we hope it's the right one, and that's just to flat get after your business right now. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the stuff we got going on right now, and I'll see all of you guys at the top.
Russell, you certainly are an inspiration, you and Carol. We appreciate you so very much. We're proud that you're in Legal Shield. You know, I've seen a lot of people come, and I've seen a lot of people go, but you certainly are blessed to everyone, and I think Randy might want to say something. And thank you. I know you're a busy man, and I appreciate your excitement, enthusiasm. I appreciate you giving God the credit for what he does, and we thank you very much. Randy, I'll turn it to you.
All right. Thank you again, Russell, for being on. If you've got just a couple of minutes, we may have a few questions for you from some of the leadership on our team. Would that be okay?
Of course.
All right, let's go out to the state of Arizona and someone you mentioned earlier, and that's none other than Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I am, and such a pleasure hearing your voice, Russell. And I just got to say, honestly, Russell should be, he probably already is, but absolutely needs to be an honorary War Team member and for a whole variety of reasons. But you know what? You are, in a couple of regards, you're a lot like Ken Moore. And Ken doesn't mind me saying it because he's like my dad.
Look-alike, too.
But Russell, not only are you both walking miracles, praise God, both of you, but you are one of the most intensely loyal people, you and Ken, that I've ever met in my life. And I mean that. You are intensely loyal, and people are lucky to have you as their friend. And, you know, when Russell was new, everybody, I mean, when we were all new, I mean, none of us knew what was going on. I didn't even know what was going on. I'd never been in network marketing before. I just remember Russell as being, he was voraciously hungry. I mean, that guy hung on to every word that his mentors, you know, Woody and Fran, he hung on to every word and probably was extremely coachable. And Ken knows I took coachability to an extreme with him, but Russell was coachable, extremely enthusiastic. And, of course, Russell, you know, the marketing plan will never be the same. Nobody could ever do the marketing plan like it was done in the early, early days. But you're really somebody, and it's so exciting to hear you mentoring people again and coaching people again and to being the leader that you are. And I have told this story a couple times, and I'll just make this remark, and then I'll ask you a little quick question. I remember, now tell me if I'm wrong, but when Russell came in the business, he worked at a place called Cars Yes. Is that right? Wasn't it called Cars Yes?
Yes, that was we worked at the insurance agency that was inside the Cars Yes dealership.
Yeah, something like that. But anyhow, well, how I could possibly remember that, I don't know why, but I remember you wore a pager, and you had 2 hours to work our business a week, if I'm not mistaken, because you were so busy. Is that correct? When you first started going, didn't you have like 2 hours to get rolling?
Yeah, something like that.
It was something like 2 hours a week. It was just something just really amazing. So anyhow, I say all that to say this. You know, tell everybody real quick, because we have a lot of people that have families. You now have a family of four children, and just a real quick thing, how do you balance your family life with your Legal Shield life?
Well, how do we balance it? Well, you know, our kids, we grew up in Legal Shield, so our kids grew up in Legal Shield. You know, all of you guys remember, I mean, we used to bring our babies to the events, you know, our not just our corporate events, but even our local events. We're in California. You know, our daughter Alexis, she was in the stroller in the back of the room with Carol, and as we did our events and teams. So our kids kind of grew up in Legal Shield, and they know that's what we do. My daughter Bella right now, you know, she's really expressed a lot of interest in the business. She wants to go to the briefings every week with us here, and they came with me to Las Vegas a couple, you know, last month, and so they're getting excited. So we balance it because it's just who we are. You know, it's not like something we got involved, you know, after we had kids. You know, our kids grew up with it. That's all they know. So I guess our balancing act is just the fact it's just our life. It's our lifestyle and the way we work. So for those of you that may have joined Legal Shield after you had kids, you might have to figure out a way to balance it out because your kids may not understand, you know, why mom and dad are here, you know, 2 or 3 nights a week or there once a month or, you know, they get away for a couple of days, you know, once or twice a year. But, you know, I tell you, you know, the more fun stuff you do with them, and, you know, our kids look forward to the Performance Club trips. They can't wait to go to Cancun next year. My daughter Bella, she told me coming out of Las Vegas, Linda, Ken, you guys will appreciate this. She said to me, this is the one that's getting more and more interested in the business. She's 13. Excuse me, she's 12. I take that back. She said to me, she says, Daddy, this is when we got home from Las Vegas. She says, Daddy, she says, I need you to go platinum. And I said, all right, honey. I said, why? She says, because I need to go to the Olympics next year. So I said, all right. And I said, well, and so, you know, we started working on our plan and how we're going to do it. And I told her, I said, honey, I'm not sure if we'll make the trip to Rio next year because, you know, our goal is to make platinum by October. And I think by then we may be out of the 12-month range to qualify to go on that trip. I said, but I said, Daddy's going to work his tail off to make it happen. And so I said, if we get it done in September, there might be a chance we can go. I said, I don't know because I don't know who makes that decision. I said, but I'm going to work my tail off for you. And so I think that's what inspired us to really go for it this month. And things are looking pretty good, Linda. We should probably be able to knock that down by the end of the month if everything goes the way that we want it to.
Well, God bless you, and so good to hear from you. Thank you so much, Russell.
Thanks.
Thank you, Linda. Let's go out to the state of Alabama and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the call?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Russell,
hey,
so, hey, man, it's good to hear your story. So great to have you back. And I just want to, because some of the people on the line are not, didn't realize your connection there, with, I don't believe, with Patrick Hodges. And I just think not only have you brought a lot of class and credibility and integrity in your business throughout the 2+ decades you've been with Legal Shield, but you brought us a great man in Patrick Hodges, and I just thought some people might want to hear a little bit about your ties there and how you were sharing with him and kind of planted that seed years ago that, you know, got him even thinking about Legal Shield when that job offer came around to bring him in to head up our training department.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a true story. You know, Patrick is my brother-in-law. You know, Patrick has a lot of fun with that. He goes around the country and people go ask him, said, so Russell's your brother-in-law, so how does that work? You know, and he kind of, you guys know Patrick, he's a real jokester, so he'll kind of lead him on a little bit. And he goes, well, you know, our mom, you know, he'll just tell some crazy story and just keep him guessing. Anyway, but the reality of it is he's married to my wife's sister. Carol and I are both the baby of six, so she's the baby. So her next oldest sister, her name is Sharon, that is Patrick's wife. And so, you know, years ago we first, they've been with us, you know, they've watched us grow in this business, you know, and we were in Legal Shield shortly after Carol and I started dating. We got going in Legal Shield. And so Patrick is, you know, at that time he was working at Sears. He was just actually kind of a salesperson at Sears, at the local, like, appliance department at the Sears. So I watched him grow in Sears, go from, you know, being a salesman to managing an electronics department, to becoming a store manager, to becoming a district manager, all the way up to, you know, I think he was national sales trainer, director, something like that. And I watched him get laid off from that company and move over to Bose and take over the world with Bose. And so, but, you know, early on, just like anybody else that I knew, he got to hear about leadership, right? I, membership, I tried to recruit. I think I even signed up as an associate, if I'm not mistaken. And he never, of course, did much because he was so busy working in Sears and everything. But he got the memberships and been a member now for 15-plus years or whatever and loves the memberships, you know, got some kids, teenagers now, so all his kids are adults, well, besides a couple of them. So they've all used the plan, had issues where they needed the plan, and so he's always been sold on it, just like you said. And so when the opportunity came, the Legal Shield was looking for someone to join the team that has the training background. I couldn't think of anybody better than Patrick. And plus, at the time, he was working for Bose, and I don't think he was very happy. He was good at what, the problem is he's good at what he does, as we all know. We've all been able to experience it over the last 2 years. And so even at Bose, he was good at what he did, but he was so good at it that he was, like, burning the candle both ends. And he queued at our house for Thanksgiving 1 year. That's that year that I recommended him to Alan. And I thought he was going to have a heart attack on my kitchen table because he just looked so wore out. And I think he was popping some blood pressure pills or something because he just looked like he just looked bad. I just thought, you know what? And then it seemed like fate would have it. The next day I was talking to Alan, or the next week or something like that, and I threw his name in the hat, and Alan kind of took it from there, and Patrick took it from there, and next thing you know, Alan decided to hire him without even as much as talking to him on the phone, I think is all he did, and then he flew out there and met with Rip, and the rest, as we say, is history. But I feel so excited and blessed to have him part of the team. Every time I listen to a leadership show or see an event or hear about something that Patrick's been part of, I'm just so proud to call my brother-in-law because he's so good at what he does. He's such a professional. He understands the game. He came in and he really embraced the whole family of Legal Shield and our concept. He bought in, didn't try to come in and try to change anything. He just listened and looked and applied what he had learned from his experience and put it into the mixture of Legal Shield and just done a phenomenal job, like you said. I'm proud of him, proud to have him as my brother-in-law. Don't know if I can get him to do anything as an associate because he's part of the corporate team now, but I'm just excited that he's on board. I appreciate the
comment. I mentioned that just because, you know, we're so part of the Moore team and all the, you know, what they've done through generation after generation. And, you know, when the history of our company is written years from now, I think the Pete and Hodges connection will play an important part as well. We just thank you for who you are and what you stand for and all the people you've blessed throughout your years and continue to bless. And we're just thankful for God's healing in your life and how you'll continue to use that to bless others.
Absolutely. That's my new flag. Carrying that around, and everybody know that, you know, you got to do something different because you just never know what's going to happen to you.
Well, thanks for sharing tonight.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Appreciate that. Last, let's go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeremy Moore may have a comment or a question for you, Mr. Peden, and then he has a special announcement that he wants to make. Jeremy?
All right. I don't really have a question for you, Mr. Peden. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time away from your family to share with us tonight. What an incredible story and an incredible legacy you're building, and I just really appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight, my friend.
Well, thanks, man. Like I said, it's just been fun rolling with you over these last 20 years. Just like I said, we grew up together in this thing, and it's just been fun to watch your success and our success and our kids and all that good stuff, man. So just appreciate you. Thanks for your comments. And I'm done, guys, unless you got anything else. You said you got some special announcement. That's not for me, though, right? So can I hop off, or what do you want me to do?
Yeah, we just thank you for being on the call tonight, my friend, and God bless you.
All right, guys. See y'all later. Appreciate it. Anytime. Bye.
Same here.
All right, guys. One quick thing, and I regret not I apologize for not talking about it at the very beginning of the call. This week, I will actually be in Austin, Texas on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I go to the Texas website for anybody you guys have in that area. I know we're going to do a team event on Friday night and then our team get together on Friday night, and then we're going to do the Super Saturday there in Austin. So it's going to be a great time. So get your contacts out to those events, get them plugged in, and look forward to seeing you all down there. So with that, I will turn the call back over to Papa.
What a great, great, great call tonight. We have so many wonderful people in Legal Shield. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do like we always do. God, family, Legal Shield. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.